Pump up the volume on your parenting with Parent Pump Radio. Tune into something different that makes a difference. At Parent Pump Radio, instead of a ripple, we choose to create a splash. Get energized, get inspired, and get informed with how to parent in the new millennium with your host and parent coach super guide, Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen.
Hi, this is Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen. We're here to pump up your parenting skills, pump up your knowledge, pump up your energy. Welcome to Parent Pump Radio. Parent Pump Radio is brought to you by my company, Integrative Minds. We are about helping you become a leader you always wanted to be, so you can learn the skills and foundation to create a harmonious family, leaving a multi-generational legacy in wealth, happiness, and health for your family and loved ones. Go to Integrative Minds with an S and request your complimentary consultation. Our show is available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and also syndicated on missionsradio.org and livelyplay.com. My show and my business is all about my passion on creating a harmonious family, dynamic parenting, and great parent leader. I love helping clients transform themselves into high-performing leaders, and I'm really excited to announce that I'll be launching my online Harmonious Family Blueprint. It's a three-month online program that's going to change your family forever. You can learn more about the program, email me, and request a 30-minute consultation so that I can talk to you more about where you are and how this program can help you. So you can email me at info@integrativemindswithans.com with your contact information, and we'll send you a schedule of interview time. The link also is in the show notes. Just scroll down. So on to today's show. We have Brian Chow here in as my co-host for the show before he goes back to college.
Hi, Jacqueline. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much, Brian. And he's going to help me talk about an amazing topic today. So parents and moms, are you tired? Do you want some of your mojo back, and would you like to get it back in a natural, holistic way? So our guest today is the founder and creator of Holistic Boss, Babe. She's a fourth-generation holistic mama, a wife, an entrepreneur, and a mama to three world changers, her 8-year-old, her 5-year-old, and 2-year-old. It's quite a handful right there. She is also an entrepreneur. Using holistic methods, she has successfully slowed down the spread of the vitiligo in her body. In the last few years, it's begun to actually reverse. So we're going to have to talk to her more about what that is and how she's done that. So ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Yvonne Hernandez. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi. Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be on your show.
Oh, thank you for being here. I think you're giving a really good message. We all need our energy, our mojo back, and I know I want to do it in a holistic way, and I want my children to see that it's possible to do it without drugs or medication or alcohol or caffeine. And I know Brian, who is a college student going back to his junior year, these students really need a lot of energy, right, to study, to stay up, just to keep up with being in college, right, Brian?
Yes, I'm really excited to hear what you have to say, Yvonne, because I feel like there's a lot that a lot of students can take from this, from what you do right now, just like Jacqueline said.
Oh, wonderful. I'm excited.
I just like to know what you do in your spare time. This is a lot of work being a mom to three kids.
It is, and I love it. It's such a blessing to be a mom and be able to teach them all these amazing things that I've been learning. And I love live music. I love to dance. And it's so cute seeing my little girls, you know, start moving their bodies as soon as we hear music at the store or, you know, at the yogurt place. And, you know, it just makes us feel good. We love to travel. And anything that's holistic and clean living, natural, I love to learn about and share, especially.
Yvonne's website is www.holisticbossbabe.com. And her email address is holisticbossbabe@gmail.com. Yvonne, thank you again for being here to talk about this. I think the world needs more ways of being holistic. And I'm really glad Brian's here too, because you're going to get two generations.
This is exciting. Thank you.
Yeah. So why is being holistic important to you? I'm really curious about why you do what you do and what you're able to get out of it.
Well, first, I am a fourth generation holistic mama. And so this has been ingrained in me. My maternal great-grandmother, she was such a giver and she loves to help. She would heal with herbs and prayer, and she would take any form of payment. Whatever people could afford, that's what she would accept, like animals and rice and whatever was available. She was just so sweet and helpful that way and so giving. And my paternal grandmother, she was into nutrition and nourishing your body with fruits and vegetables, good food. Interesting how, being Mexican, she did not use lard, which is so bad for your body anyway. And so I grew up cooking with all my meals without lard. I automatically had a very nutritious upbringing. She would use foot reflexology, which feels amazing. She would use auricular acupressure, which is reflexology. And she would use mustard seeds to trigger the different pressure points on your ear, because your ear reflects your body. And so all of these different pressure points on your ears, it does amazing things when you put pressure points on them. And it was just so fascinating to learn and to be able to participate in that. She would also use microdosing plant extracts to help heal. You put a few drops underneath your tongue and maybe twice a day, three times a day, depending on what it was. And it would just help with like your cough or your cold or your stress or whatever it was. A great way to heal ourselves without having to use medication. And then my mom, she would instill also good nutrition and the importance of self-care. That was so important for her, and having a natural lifestyle. So together we would make homemade facials and hair treatments. And so it was just a part of my upbringing, doing all these holistic things and natural things. You know, I didn't realize the value of it and of all these teachings growing up. And now as a grown-up, I'm just blown away that I have this blessing and that I can pass it down to my kids and my grandkids and teach them. These amazing holistic mamas have taught me. And now I'm a mama of three. And so now I get to teach my littles. So the importance of good nutrition and why we choose fruits and vegetables over junk food. And I do let them eat junk food every now and then. I'm not that strict, but I do tell them why we choose nutrition, because in my family, there's a lot of illnesses. And so I explain, you know, this is what happens if you don't eat well. This is what could happen. So you choose how you want your future to be, right? But right now I'm teaching you. So in the future, when you're an adult, you can choose, and then that'll determine your future health.
So it sounds like education is the big thing for you with your children, to really educate them now, even though they're young.
Yes. And they do question, you know, sometimes, well, why this, why that? Why do we use oils? Why massage? And then they love it. After a while, like, I need a little bit more oil. I'm starting to feel sick. Okay, let's rub your feet and your back and, you know, do massage. And they love it. And so I teach them, let's do this before we even think about the over-the-counter medication. And most of the time, I'm blown away that it's just as effective, and it's so much safer, and there's no risk of all these side effects that could potentially happen.
Absolutely. I want to go back to the introduction earlier, and you said that you have slowed down and actually even start reversing vitiligo, right?
Vitiligo.
Can you tell us what that, vitiligo, can you tell us what that is, and was this a significant event in your life that maybe shifted your thinking in a way of living?
It is. So it's an autoimmune, vitiligo is an autoimmune deficiency disorder. And so about 16 years ago or so, I had laser hair removal procedure done. And I was told that darker skin people have a much higher risk of having, you know, their melanin changed. But I thought, well, what are the odds, right? I did it anyway. And I guess I'm a pretty lucky girl. And I started getting white spots on my skin. And I didn't know what it was. So I went to my dermatologist. And she said, it's vitiligo. She said, everyone has the gene in them, and it's activated by a lot of stress. So a lot of high stress. The laser for the hair removal, that is high stress on my skin. And that's where it started. So I started using a steroid cream, and it just made me really uncomfortable thinking of the possible side effects. So I only used it a couple times, and then I just completely stopped. And then I tried the natural UVB treatment because thinking, you know, what you put on your skin could potentially be absorbed and then it'll cause other things. So it just wasn't easy for me to think about that. So thinking that I want to be there for my grandkids and, you know, be able to be healthy, I need to take care of myself. I need to stop using those creams or not even touch them. So then that's when I turned to the natural UVB treatment. And I tried it for a few years. And then I stopped until we decided to plan our family. And I just didn't want to risk anything for my future babies, even though my doctor said that there's no possible risk because it's just light treatment. But you never know. So I just stopped it completely. I started reading more about vitiligo, and the word stress kept popping up. So I decided to change my mentality since I knew our mind is just so powerful. So I stopped watching the news, you know, anything that was negative or would make me cry or give me anxiety or sad. I just did not want to hear about it, or I scrolled right past it on Facebook. So I started changing everything. I only told my husband to tell me absolute necessary things that are happening in the world, if he must. Other than that, don't tell me anything. So I started watching funny and happy movies, you know, started doing a lot more fun things. I started paying more attention to the food that I was eating and learning more about its benefits. I started doing a detox about once a month. And I also started to choose how I felt. And so that way, negative emotions didn't take over my mind. I also take greens every morning because it helps to kickstart my body with nourishment. And I'm so happy to share that within the last 5 years, I've slowed down the vitiligo, and now the missing melanin that I had and these big spots that I had on my elbows and my legs and, you know, different areas behind my neck, they're completely filled. It is incredible. I'm so amazed.
That's awesome to hear.
Thank you. It's such a blessing because, you know, people would say, oh, well, you should try this cream and that cream and do this. And I'm like, no, I don't know what side effects. I'm just going to do this holistically. And that was really important for me. And so anytime that I'm under high stress, I will notice a new spot. And then that's when it just makes me stop. And I'm like, okay, I need to reevaluate my thoughts, shift my mentality, and look at the positive side of things, you know, start changing my outlook, because that totally changes, you know, how my day is going to unfold. So I started learning more about holistic modalities like meditation and affirmations, and I started using them to help balance my life for holistic well-being.
I want to get into that for a little bit, because I know that you must be really busy with what you do right now. What are some examples of challenges that you face as a mom and an entrepreneur?
Well, I've always had this entrepreneur spirit in me. I've had, you know, worked other jobs, and then finally I said, I just need to go after my dreams. And so once we started planning our family, I looked into being an entrepreneur so I could stay home and raise my babies. And the challenging part was trying to fit my business in my very limited spare time, if any. And I would just work it a few minutes, or, you know, in little spare time that I had, or very late at night. And there were times when I just stopped my business for a while. I was just under so much stress from everyday mom duties. I would just have this feeling, this awful feeling where I just wanted to quit everything and even quit motherhood. And it just pains me still because that thought is just so awful. Quit motherhood. It's horrible. But that's the thoughts that I would get because I was under so much stress from everything, you know, trying to work on my dream, but I still wanted to be a good mom. And so I would just cry a lot. And then finally, I just let it all out. I had to refocus myself, you know, and just looking at their little faces, they would just bring the smile back into my face and like, okay, I'm going to change. This needs to change. So I just got up, dusted myself off, and I refocused. I changed my mindset and did a lot of prayer. And I was reading a lot about how to be a better parent. And self-care was mentioned in a lot of stuff. And then that's when it finally all clicked. Self-care. It's so important. And that's what I was lacking. And so having a balanced life was very difficult, but I knew it was very important. If I didn't care of myself, I'm going to fall apart again and I won't be able to take care of my family. I made it a priority to take time for myself every day. As parents, we feel guilty for doing anything for myself. Taking time off a few minutes, go for a little walk, or, you know, take an afternoon off or an hour off or anything like that. And we feel guilty. And I just needed to change that. So I started by taking an extra few minutes. When I went to the bathroom, like extra 5 minutes, I would lock the door And I could see their little hands underneath the door looking for me. And I'm like, nope, I need a few minutes for myself, even if they're crying, and I need to pull myself back together. And then I would just continue. And so I wanted to continue as an entrepreneur because that filled this my entrepreneur spirit side. And so I wanted to be a good mom still. So I knew I was meant for a lot more, but I didn't know what it was yet. And I still had, you know, this other little business that I was doing, and I wanted to stay home with my babies. And I love to share. I love to help. I love everything holistic and natural. And it's just a part of me. And I knew I wanted to do something bigger. I just didn't know what it was until I met my dear friend, Tanya, who introduced me to another dear friend, Angela. And so just working with them, they really helped me peel these layers and to dig deep into how I can help others yet make some money. So all I thought I knew was being a mom, but so thankful that they helped me see inside of me. And I'm so thankful that now I can tie all of this experience that I've had, you know, being a mom and the struggles and noticing what I was lacking. And so now I can share my passion and help others, you know, and teach them about the importance of having a holistic well-being, especially, you know, for parents.
Oh, you just talked about holistic well-being, Yvonne. Can you tell us what that is?
So holistic well-being is made up of your physical health, emotional nurture, mental stimulation, focus and clarity, and spiritual nourishment. And in order for us to feel at our very best, we need to a complete approach that meets all those needs in each area. So our body, mind, and spirit, they're all connected. And that's what makes having a holistic well-being. And that's just so important for parents. And it's easy for them to lack in it as well.
Why do you feel like a lot of parents lack it?
A lot of parents feel pressure to give so much to our kids, and then they feel guilty. A lot of times they feel guilty, and so they just neglect themselves, and they put stress on their body, their mind, and their spirit, and that's how they start falling apart.
Why do you think it's a problem?
I think it's a problem because being a parent is already challenging, and we need to take care of ourselves to have the energy, patience, and the optimism to be a good parent. So the lack of self-care weakens our immune system. It makes us irritable, overstressed, exhausted. It makes us depressed, causes us to yell a lot, and just so much more.
Yeah, yeah. I can imagine that can affect the rest of the family as well if parents are really high-strung and they have a lot to do. So how do you feel like a lack of self-care can affect children, and what could happen if it's not changed?
Well, everything we do, they learn. Even if we tell them something different, they're learning. So if they see us neglecting ourselves, they're going to learn that, and they're going to think, oh, well, it's normal not to take care of myself and not to take time for myself. And so they're going to think it's normal to be depressed. It's going to be normal to be stressed out, and we don't want that. So think about this, you know, the pamphlet that's on the back of the airplane seat with regarding the oxygen mask. It says to put the oxygen mask on the adult first, and then the child. And that's because if we don't have enough oxygen, we cannot help those that cannot help themselves. So we need to remember to pause. Modeling self-worth has far-reaching effects. So we need to teach them the importance of self-care and that we need to prioritize and not feel guilty for doing so. And this affects students also. You know, when students in the future, when they're going off to school, off to college, then they're going to learn, you know what, I need, if I'm falling apart, if I'm feeling sad and I'm feeling depressed, you need to take a look at your holistic well-being. Are you balanced? You know, what are you missing? Are you taking time for yourself? And that could affect them in that way as well.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very powerful message that a lot of college students should really be taking to heart.
Yeah, and I think you guys probably abuse your body the most.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, oh my goodness. I can't tell you just like a lot of the stuff and stress that students are going through right now. I mean, a lot of people aren't getting enough sleep. A lot of people aren't taking good care of their body. And I think it's a very huge problem right now.
At least if the parents would have started this in the beginning, even eating, right? Because I'm sure a lot of you guys just grab a Snicker bar and that's your dinner.
Oh, yeah. there have been a lot of times where I've skipped out on meals.
What are some benefits of having a holistic well-being then?
So you're going to feel happier. You're going to feel good about yourself, about your life. You're going to value yourself. You'll be able to rejuvenate yourself. You'll be energized. You'll have less stress. Your quality of life will be improved. You'll have an amazing perspective towards life. You'll feel positive. You'll have peace within yourself. You'll feel good about your body. You'll have more confidence. Your self-esteem will increase. You're going to have a passion for life. and you'll be motivated to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's wonderful. Could you give us some tips about how to start a holistic well-being journey today? Because like you were saying, there's a lot of people out there who are very high-strung on whatever it is that they're doing, and there's a lot of stress that's around, and I feel like a lot of people could really benefit from learning how they can take those first few steps.
So you can start by showing yourself respect and care that you deserve. You can start by saying affirmations. I'm worthy. I'm deserving. I'm amazing. I'm beautiful. I'm successful. And you can say that every day when you look in the mirror, every morning, every night. And it'll start changing the way you feel. It's just amazing. Change your outlook by having positive thoughts. When something isn't going so well, change that immediately. You choose how you feel. And if you start doing a little bit at a time, making those 1% changes every day, it's going to add up. And soon, you're going to have a new lifestyle.
So first start with the mindset, then, is what you're saying.
Yes.
As you start believing that you're worthy, then your body will start changing.
Yes.
You talked earlier about some oils and stuff that you put on your children. Any tips for Brian when he gets back to college?
I would actually really love to hear some stuff so that I could take it with me.
So definitely, there's a lot of oils out there that you can find and definitely check, see if they don't have any synthetic ingredients in it, first of all, because everything you put in is going to be absorbed, of course. I know eucalyptus helps a lot to breathe better, especially if you're starting to get sick. Eucalyptus oil mixed with either some olive oil or coconut oil. You can rub it behind your ears, behind your neck, in your wrist, your feet. You know what? Just rub the whole body. That's what I do when my kids just rub them down and they go to sleep. Lavender oil is very soothing and that's really easy to find. So lavender and eucalyptus I use a lot. So lavender, if you're feeling so stressed out, get some lavender oil. If you need to rejuvenate yourself, citrus or lemon oil is really good to kickstart your day. If you're kind of feeling a little slow in the morning, that's a good oil to use.
Yeah, the citrus, mm-hmm. right? Citrus usually gives me a little kick. What about focus? Is that what you need, Brian? Focus?
A little bit. Focus and direction at this point.
Focused on studying?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Focus on a lot of different things.
There's several blends and they have different things in it. I don't remember exactly what the blend is, but I just buy it. It's already blended and it's for focus and for clarity to clear your mind. But there's several out there that's a blend.
If anybody's interested, they can email you then.
Yes, I can send them the direct link to some of the oils that I use. And they're just amazing. I know they're pure, which is really important to me. And they help with clarity, with focusing. They're just amazing.
How are you helping parents get their mojo, their energy and vitality back?
I've designed an irresistible program, for the busy parent who doesn't have time for this for themselves and they want to take care of themselves. And so I'm going to take you on a body, mind, and spirit rejuvenation journey. And you're probably thinking, well, is this going to work for me? And I totally understand you may have concerns. But as a busy entrepreneur and mama myself of three littles, I thought of it in this program. And so I've made it really simple so that everybody can do it. And so every element was designed to accommodate busy schedules. And you're going to appreciate how easy it is to follow. So imagine feeling brand new again, vibrant skin, stress levels reduced, your quality of life improved, improved concentration. You can slow down the aging process, minimize wrinkles. And that's just the beginning of this program that I've designed. And so it's a 4-week program and it's starting September 4th. And it's going to be online so that you can do it in a private group. So you can do it at your own pace. Right now, I have a special. This whole program is valued at $5.97, but I'm doing this ultra special because it's a pre-beta launch, and so I'm making it only available to a handful of people so that I can get their feedback because I want to make it better and better and better every time. I want some reviews and testimonials. Anybody that participates, I'm going to give them a one-on-one consultation and give them some extra tips to get them started on their rejuvenation journey.
That sounds really great. Now, I know this radio show is airing before that. Any of you who are interested, you should email Yvonne at holisticbossbabe@gmail.com.
Anybody that signs up, they'll get that complimentary session. And then I want for them to mention Parent Pump Radio And they're going to get a complimentary, also a pocket guide for top ingredients to avoid in your products, like your beauty products, that you can find on my website. So when you go to my website, you click on it and you'll get this complimentary guide, because a lot of people don't know that these ingredients are not safe, even though they're on the counter or on the shelf at the store. It does not mean that they're safe. So I'm trying to teach people to be more aware of what you're putting on your body, because it's absorbed and it could potentially affect and cause other problems.
I just wanted to know, what are some of your other current and future projects right now? Because I really love a lot of the work that you're doing, advocating for self-wellness and self-care.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to be putting together some weekend retreats for rejuvenation. I'm going to try to make some 4-day or maybe like just like a weekend thing where people can do online if they're listening from around the world. I want to make it accessible to everybody. So I'm going to work on some quick things that people can do within a few days. And then I am going to do a getaway to a location, and it'll help you completely disconnect, recharge yourself, refocus with meditation and just so many other things that we have planned. And I'll be posting any future events on my website as well.
Now, I know you have a special price for that beta 4-week event that you're having. Can you tell us what that special price is?
Yes, it's going to be $97. And so I've reduced it so that people can take advantage right now and start changing their lifestyle and help them have a holistic well-being and make them a better person all around.
Yeah, maybe after you finish this beta testing, you can make one for a college student to take care of themselves.
I feel like a lot of college students would really benefit from that if they were to do that.
Because they probably didn't get taught by the parents. They're now adults that don't really know it, and we're repeating that cycle.
Yeah, and I feel like being busy, quote unquote, is such a norm now in society that if you're not busy, then you're doing something wrong, and that's not a very healthy mindset to have.
Very true. I
was talking to a college at Cal State Dominguez Hill, and they have this thing where, I guess, in the cafeteria, they gathered together, and then they would say, well, I have 2 finals, 1 paper to do, and then the next person will like up that, and then they see how many can up each one.
Wow.
Because that's like a game that they do.
Oh, no.
Is that true, Ryan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
What?
For them, it's like, who's the most stressed, and that person wins somehow.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, I'm definitely adding that to my list of projects, because it's definitely so important, and you're so right. Parents probably did not teach them that.
Actually, we're out of time right now. And so I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing your knowledge, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I'm honored to be on your show, and I'm so thankful for Tanya and Angela for helping me get this started and help so many people with this important part of our lives as being a good, well-balanced person.
I mean, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have met you. So yes, thank you, Tanya and Angela.
Yeah, thank you so much for everything as well.
And Brian, thank you.
And I definitely want to say that none of this could have been possible, you know, with prayer. And I know God is always putting me in front of the right people to lead me to my purpose. And so I'm definitely very thankful for that as well.
That's awesome. And I'm also very thankful of Brian.
Thank you, Jacqueline. It really means a lot to be here. And I really feel like I've been able to learn a lot just from being able to listen in on the different interviews you've had with people. So I'm very grateful.
I'm going to miss him when he goes back to college.
Oh, good luck to you, Brian.
He's going to turn out to be an amazing, amazing adult, let me tell you.
Oh, so, thank you. That means a lot.
He's going to help so many people. We're out of time. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Until next time, always be learning, always be growing. Thank you so much for joining us today. Go to parentpumpradio.com and click on the pink box on the top of our homepage to listen to our new and archived shows. To be instantly notified of new episodes, subscribe to our RSS feed. The RSS feed button is located at the top of the page where all our shows are featured. And after listening to the show, go to parentpumpradio.com or our Facebook page to leave your comments, questions, and topic suggestions. And while you're at our website, sign up to receive a free gift. Until next time, have a wonderful week.